You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the just before Memorial Day episode of Freed on Business. We'll be doing our pre-summer show today, and we're going to start off with Larry's in. Larry's a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive Group. You know, we talk about them all the time. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. And we never throw out there that they've also got Lamborghini. And Larry, I got to take you up on getting that test drive in the Lamborghini. How you doing, man?
Everything's good, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it was great seeing you yesterday at the Turnberry Hotel up there. That was just a beautiful event. You know, the unveiling of the F-Type. You had the new coupe. You also had the convertible over there, and there was the R there. I always keep thinking that stands for rocket.
It might as well. I might as well. I mean, that thing is absolutely unbelievable.
You know, when Floyd pulled up that black coupe that I ended up sitting in and tweeting out my picture in, I couldn't believe it. It sounded like there was an animal out there.
You know, it really is a unique sound that they have in that car. The exhaust is tuned almost perfect. I mean, there's nothing else out there that sounds like that. And if you want to make noise and wake up your neighbors, you can do it. Otherwise, you could shut it off with a flip of a switch. But, I mean, why would you ever?
I mean, so really, let me take that one step further because I'm not an engineer. So they can actually, they have a switch so it goes from deep-throated guttural roar to sort of quiet?
Yeah. Yeah, there's actually a button that will quiet it down. I mean, it's not too quiet still, but, you know, can make it slightly more hushed.
Well, all I could say is that I'm coming up there to see Ismet this weekend, and while Mrs. Freed is looking for her new SUV, I'm going to be taking that for a test drive with Crash.
I hope so. Well, don't let him drive, please.
No, he ain't going to drive, although I did hear he got an extension on his upgraded insurance.
I thought he was going to get thrown off, but it was a miracle that they kept him.
Well, I guess, you know, money can do a lot of things these days. Now, you know, enough banging on Peter. And, oh, by the way, Peter, make sure you get in touch with me so we can do our Marlins suite night again. You know, we talked a lot about the Jaguar F Coupe so far and the convertible. But the other new car that you're – and the one that I'm actually coming to see this weekend is the Range Rover long wheelbase. You know, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you know, those things are still hard to get, aren't they?
Well, you know, the nice thing with a car like that is most people who are coming in to get them want them the way they want them. They're going to order the car, spec it out the way that they'd like it. You know, there is limited availability, but for the most part, it is because people are coming in. They build it the way they want to take it and wait for it to come in.
Now, I know that the beautiful Miss Vivian, who's sometimes on our show and always in our hearts, is interested in getting the Range Rover, you know, one of the Range Rover SUVs. And we were talking a little bit about the Evo. Now, wasn't that the car of the year a couple of years ago?
The Evo, yes, absolutely. It's a really nice car. I mean, it's a four-cylinder that gets very good gas mileage. It certainly has more than enough power. And it's quite deceiving as far as from the outside. It doesn't look like it's that big, but you get inside of it, and there's tons of space.
Now, how about safety? Because the reason that I always put her in a big car is because of safety. She's a Volvo girl, and I don't mind mentioning Volvo since that's another one of your nameplates. You know, I've had her in the Infiniti. We brought her back from the dark side when she got out of her Cadillac. And now she's still always harping on me about the Range Rover. You know, I still want to have her try the, what is it, the FX that's Infiniti?
Well, now the FX is the QX70.
Okay.
That's the name of the vehicle now. But that's a great car. I mean, you still sit in that upright command position where you're looking over everything on the road. But that car drives more like a sports car than an SUV.
Well, that's what I found when I drove her. What is she got, the Q something now?
The QX60.
Okay, I drove that, and I was having lunch with one of my buddies today, and we were talking about the fact that his wife wants an SUV, and I said, he goes, how does your wife's car handle? I said, I like driving her car on the weekends more than I like mine, because you'd never believe that that's an SUV the way the thing handles.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job on the SUVs. They're balanced very well, and they don't feel like trucks, and I think that means a lot to the people who drive them.
It means a lot to me. I absolutely love the car, although you're still not going to get me out of my car, because every time I get, my partner Jason behind the wheel, and he's driving, and I'm doing it, he just loves it. And, you know, people don't realize that once you put that thing on sport, there's very few people on the road that can legally take advantage of you. We'll have to say it that way.
Yes, very well said, Jim.
Now, Larry, you know, we talk a lot on here about what goes on at Warren Henry. We've got the summer coming up. We've got a lot of people out there that have always been looking for jobs. And the one thing I've always seen is that there's not a lot of turnover up there. You know, Frank called me yesterday, and please do me a favor and give Frank a high five. He called me in the middle of a meeting, and it comes in as Warren Henry. I thought it was you. Not that I wouldn't get out of a meeting for Frank. But, you know, people don't realize that you can earn a beautiful living up there. You know, we talk a lot on here about careers, jobs, professions, you know, people looking for work. And one of the things I've noticed is there's not a lot of turnover. Frank's been there forever, and people make a heck of a living there, plus benefits. It's just a great place to work.
It's a great job. You know, it's certainly not a business for everybody, but I think those who start, and once it gets in your blood, it's really tough to leave. You know, we're big here on our culture and bringing in people from other industries that don't previously have automotive experience, and we grow all of our people from within. We're not the kind of guys who are going to go and hire managers from elsewhere and bring them in over people that we already have here. That's not the way we do things.
It was terrific. I'll just refer to the event again last night. I was talking to some of the guys at the event, and they were going, how can we get Warren away from the front door? It's not right that the owner of the dealership should be standing at the front door like a greeter. How are we going to do it? It was great. He was up there taking pictures with everybody. It was wonderful.
Oh, he loves that. He loves that. He loves to greet everybody who comes in and talk to everyone. And, you know, a lot of our customers have been long-time customers, so he knows a good majority of the people that are coming.
I felt really guilty because he was so busy. But when I got there, he was in the middle of talking to one of your big customers. And when I left, his head was, you know, halfway into one of those cars with six people around and the guy taking pictures. I didn't want to interrupt him, so please do me a favor and tell your pop that I said I had a great time and thank you so much for inviting me. There wasn't a lot of people there. That was a really, you know, an event just it seemed like for your best customers. Do you do that a lot?
We do. Last night we had about 150 people show up, you know, it's a nice sized area and it never felt too cluttered or anything like that. But yeah, we do all events almost every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? I got to get on your mailing list, Larry. I got to get to more of these events. And if nothing else, give Peter more grief.
Yeah, that's give him more grief.
I'm
sure.
Going to do that.
The events we can take care of, but well, you know, well, anytime you can give him a hard time is good by me.
It's absolutely one of my favorite pastimes. Now, the one thing I am going to miss is the events that you used to have for Land Rover and Range Rover up on the property that I sold for Mill Creek. I mean, sold to rather Gables. Gables is now telling me that they're going to build on that. So, where are we going to go next time? Have you picked out a new location yet?
We actually have an interesting idea for how we're going to do it next time. I really can't even describe it, Jim, so I'll have to email you the video so you can see what we're trying to put together. But we think we can build something. We could build an off-road course that would actually be movable and could even be put in a parking lot. And the best part would be the cars won't even get dirty, but it would be able to show all the capabilities for these vehicles.
Well, as long as you bring out that nice yellow, is it a Defender that you had the last time?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, man, I love that car. I love that car. If I ever get trapped in a parking lot filled with water next time, I'm going to call you to bring that over. Now, we've only got about a minute, Larry, so let's kind of roll out of here with telling people where you're located and how they can find you on the web or give you guys a phone call. Then we'll come right back and we'll talk about some more stuff that's close to your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can always reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Warren Henry Auto. Or call us at 305-690-6006.
Yeah, I know that you're
hearing from you.
Huh? Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry I talked over you for a second there, Lair, but I just wanted to say when you mentioned Instagram, I think of you as Instagram. You're like Mr. Instagram over there, and I'm sort of like Mr. Twitter. We got to get Mr. Facebook, and then we'll be all set there. I got Oscar laughing, so that's a good reason to take a break. Larry, can you stick with me one more segment?
Yep.
Awesome. Oscar, take it away and then bring us back. We're going to talk sports in the next segment with Larry Zinn back after this.